Welcome back to the Hollow Sky Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Steven.
And Kyle.
And it's Thursday, Hollow Cult. You know what that means. This is a listener experience show. Excited to be here. We survived the apocalypse.
That's surprising.
I mean, maybe. We might be dead and just not know it.
I think that's the most logical outcome.
Yeah. I mean, still have to go to work, so I was ready for the portal to open up, for the unspeakable horrors to pour through, but it didn't. It just got a little dark outside, and then it wasn't dark anymore.
Womp, womp.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. But it's Thursday, and we're here to help you get through your work week. Yay.
You got that pep in your step.
Yay. Before we get into our listener experience, we have got to get through the business. Do a little housekeeping, if you will. So check us out at all our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. Search up the Hollow Sky Podcast. Come and join the community. Be part of the cult. You know the drill. If you haven't, check out our Monday episode where we got to sit down and kick it with Derek Hayes from the Monsters Among Us podcast, talk about some weirdness and his new documentary that came out. Good dude. Go support him. If you don't listen to his show, definitely check it out. If you have a listener experience you'd like to have featured on a future episode of this very show, Kyle has some information you're gonna want to write down.
I do, and all the nerds are doing it. So if you want to join the crowd or the cult, however you phrase it, you can. All you have to do, it's simple. All you have to do is write your story out, your encounter, write it down, send it over the email, which is going to be hollowskypodcast@gmail.com, and then hit send. Just send, and then me and Steve will get it, and then it's going to be on a show of its own, and everybody's going to get to hear your weird encounter, and it'll be fantastic.
The weirder, the better.
Yeah, and it's all in the show notes, too. If you can't understand what I'm saying, then just check that out. It's not a big deal.
It really isn't. It really isn't a big deal.
Do your thing.
If you'd like to support this show, you can do it by checking out the Patreon. We got a $7 tier you can sign up for. Get ad-free shows. Get early shows. Get probably some coupons at the store. Some stuff like that. Speaking of store, you can go to hollowskypodcast.com. Check the store. Get some of that Hollow Cult merch. And rep it in the real world. Because nothing says I'm cool like a Hollow Sky versus Everybody shirt.
Hell yeah. That's a good point. I might do that here in the next week or so. Put a promo code out to the Patreons for a little bit.
A little Hollow swag.
A little getaway ideas. Hot.
Other ideas for maybe some future shirts, depending on where we're at. I think we need a HWO shirt, Hollow World Order, like the NWO.
Oh, yeah.
Like a sticker. That's money.
For sure. I'd wear it.
On the back, you can just put Hollow Sky Podcast for life.
I was just going to write Foo Foo Lames.
Yeah, that too. I'm doing the for life sign like the NWO.
I thought it was Four Loko.
It is. It is.
I knew it. That's a cult messaging right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Check out the store. Share the show. That's the important thing. Share the show. Trying to get over this hurdle. I know you hear us talk about it all the time, but we're still there. So any help we can get from the listeners, from the fates, from the gods, from the old gods, from the new gods, anyone, any help would be expertly appreciated.
Maybe we should just put karate chop tutorial is up on the Patreon too.
I mean, I don't feel like anybody complained. They're gonna want to timestamp,
man. Knowledge is power.
I can already hear it now. People are gonna want to timestamp when to get into the paranormal encounter because we're talking too much.
Squeedledee, let's go.
Who would have thought people would talk on a podcast? Weird.
That's true.
Let's jump right into it. Today, listener experience. I have a feeling this one's an old one because the episode our friend here refers to is from a long time ago.
Okay.
Which tells you how lost it was in our email. Luckily, I found it. I brought it back to life. So today's listener experience is brought to us by our friend Richard. And it says, Missing 411 Child is the title. Our friend Richard says, What's up, Kyle and Steve? Or Steve and Kyle. Y'all can argue over that, LOL. New listener here. Came over from the confessionals to check y'all out. Was not disappointed. Really enjoying the podcast. I'm a truck driver, so I've listened to literally hundreds of hours of podcasts during my time on the road. You fellas are my current binge at the moment. As a former U.S. Navy sailor, I enjoy the plethora of cussing. Makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside. Anyway, needless to say, here's where I said a needless thing. I've been running through your past episodes and just recently finished episode 49, The Woods, and have a quick story in response. Well, first off, Richard, we're glad that we can just scratch that itch of just absolute no filter from our brains to our mouths.
We are known for that.
Yeah. Our language is getting better though.
Yeah. You subconsciously. Know,
yeah.
Subconsciously it's getting better.
I don't just throw the F word out as a filler as much. Still do, but not as much. Back into it. It's not my story, though I have a few and I'll definitely call in at another time. It's something wild that happened to my mother's boyfriend while out hunting deer during the deer season of 2019. So for the story, I'll just call him Jim. I don't know if he'd really care if I used his name, but I didn't ask his permission, so we'll call him Jim. I live in a different state than them, and my mother and him were in town to visit recently. During that visit, Jim and I got to chatting about his last hunting season. And he goes, Oh man, I gotta show you what I just bagged, in a very joking tone. Obviously, I'm intrigued. I'm thinking it's going to be some tiny little buck or something. What he shows me blows his mind. Jim pulls out his phone and proceeds to show me the picture of a little boy, probably the age 3 or 4, at the oldest. And this kid's standing a little ways off in some tall dead brush, just in front of Jim's hunting blind. The thing is, Jim hunts on a 300-acre farm in rural Michigan. More specifically, a 100-acre parcel smack dab in the middle of the other 200 acres, and he's the only person that's allowed to hunt there the entire time during the hunting season. It's the middle of winter as well. Snow on the ground, right around or below freezing temperatures. Jim goes on to tell me that as he was getting down from his hunting blind for the evening to head back home, he began to hear crying coming from the bush. Being the guy he is, damn braver than me, I hear crying in the fucking woods and I'm getting the hell out of there, says Richard. He walks over to see what it could be. As he's getting closer, he realizes it's this little boy. So he runs over to the kid. He's really struggling to get to him, he said, because the underneath of all that dead brush is half frozen marshland. As he reaches the kid, the boy asks him if he's his grandpa, to which Jim replies, no. Then the little guy asked Jim if he would hold his hand. Obviously, at this point, Jim grabs this kid up and proceeds to walk him out of the woods. All the while, he's telling him he's racking his brain as to where the hell this kid came from. Not to mention how he ended up so deep in the woods in the area where he found him. The brush in the marshland is extremely thick. The closest homes of this plot are probably 4 to 5 miles away. Jim's pretty familiar with the area and thinks he has seen some kids playing outside those houses before, so naturally he's thinking to himself, that has to be where this kid came from. Don't ask me why he didn't call the police. I most definitely would have, but he didn't. Again, this is rural Michigan. Maybe Jim thought it would be best if he just tried to find this kid's house and return him to his parents. He figured some mom was frantically trying to find her missing son. I should mention, this little boy was wearing appropriate winter clothing. Coat, hat, gloves, etc. And Jim did tell me that he thought maybe he was playing outside and just wandered off and got very lost. I'm in my head thinking, like, damn, that's a long way for a 3 to 4 year old boy to travel through the woods. Immediately, my mind is going to missing 411 or abduction, etc. Like I said, I listen to a lot of podcasts. Anyway, Jim ends up taking this little boy door to door, asking if this kid is anyone's or if he looks familiar. Finally, after knocking on several doors, he finds someone who points him in the right direction. By this time, he tells me he's a solid 6 miles as the crow flies from his hunting blind. How the fuck did this kid walk on foot all that way? After finding the correct house, Jim knocks on the door, and an old man wearing only underwear answers. Jim asks him, "Is this your grandson?" The guy looks at the kid and says aloud, "Where the hell's your sister? She's supposed to be watching you." He snatches the kid from Jim's arm and slams the door in his face. Taken aback, Jim tells me he turns around and heads back to his car. Here he's expecting some mother to just be ecstatic that her little boy's back home safe and sound, and instead he got that. So he finally grabs his phone and calls the police, tells them the whole story and that he thinks there needs to be a wellness check done on the home. Again, why he waited so long to contact the police is beyond me, so no answers for you there. A couple days later, the police follow up with him and explain that the grandfather was supposed to be watching this little boy, who turns out to be 4 years old, and his sister, who's only a year older. I guess the little boy said he wanted to play outside, so he got himself dressed and walked on out the door. The grandfather had left the 5-year-old sister to watch after him while he slept. They never did tell Jim if they asked the boy how he ended up so far away from home. Maybe they figured he just wandered that far. I don't know. Hey, Hollow Cult. The weather's getting nice, and you know what that means. It's cryptid hunting season. And the first rule to cryptid hunting is good footwear. That's why we're excited to announce our partnership with Tecovas Boots. When you're out hunting the Dogman or stalking Chupacabra, you don't have time to break in boots. That's why Tecovas is so nice. They have first wear comfort. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with their styles when you're out hunting cryptids.
And let me tell you, their styles are on point. I've always considered getting me a pair of snakeskin boots, and their pair is mint. They also have crocodile boots, caiman boots, ostrich boots, regular leather boots. They have it all, and it's ridiculously awesome. You can even stop by the local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So just imagine yourself getting a pair of legitimate snakeskin Hollow Sky branded boots. How awesome would that be?
Nothing is going to intimidate a dog man like a nice pair of gator skin boots. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Just figured you guys would enjoy that story, as it's most definitely a near miss for that 4-year-old. If he hadn't been heard by Jim, it would have been a sheer miracle for him to have survived overnight. Again, love the podcast, fellas. Keep up the great work. Maybe you can use this if it's not too incoherently written. Feel free to ask any follow-up questions on details that I may have missed. I'll be glad to answer them to the best of my abilities. Best regards, Rich. Rich, first off, thanks for taking the time to share this show. I know this is probably, you probably sent this years back, but hope you're still listening if you're out there. We finally got around to this. That being said, not necessarily a whole lot paranormal here right off the rip, but that is a long way for a child to get so far, especially in an amount of time that the grandfather didn't notice the kid was missing.
Sounds like the grandfather didn't give a shit, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to look up, like, what the average hiking time for like a mile?
It's usually about 13 to 16 minutes.
Yeah.
That's for like an adult or a high schooler anyways.
Figure 30 minutes per mile for people of average hiking fitness as a rule of thumb. Most hikers, reasonable estimate, would fall somewhere within the range of 15 to an hour. So 6 miles straight. That's if the kid just beelined it. Being a little kid, I mean, you could easily say it was an hour a mile for him, probably longer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that would be if he walked in a straight line, if he just beelined it, deadpanned it out there. That's 6 hours this little kid was gone.
Which for a 4-year-old is highly unlikely.
Yeah.
To walk in a straight line.
And to be gone for that long and not have anybody give a shit is sad.
Absolutely. It's horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, you need... If we were to try to decipher anything paranormal behind it, we'd need a time frame, like a relatively specific time, because that would open the door a little more. You know, was he gone for an hour and then somehow made it 6 miles?
Yeah, that'd be even more
weirder. You know, weird. Not to mention, like Rich was saying, man. Imagine the odds, the 1 in a million odds that Jim's walking by and hears it. Here's the kid crying.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, that's the odds of that are so slim, tragically slim.
So many things, so many variables could have changed that outcome. Jim didn't decide to go hunting that day. Yep. The kid wandered an extra 100 yards off the path from where he was. Jim wouldn't have seen him from his hunting blind.
The kid was tired and took a nap.
It almost falls. It almost falls into the like the subgenre of it being a miracle that they were there at the right place at the right time.
Yeah,
because like you said, the odds are astronomical that just happened to play out the way that it did.
And you know, it's great that it did, and I hope that if the entire case was pure negligence, I hope that kid has a better life at this point.
Yeah. There's so many unanswered questions. Like, what? Where was the little sister or the older sister? She's 5.
Yeah, right.
And he didn't know where the hell she was.
Exactly. And she was the one in charge, which we both know that a 5-year-old is not supposed to be watching a 4-year-old.
No.
Not at all. So right out of the gate, no matter what, bad supervision. Papa sucks.
Yeah.
I don't care. He sucks. Should be ashamed of himself for allowing that situation.
I'm trying to look up to see if there was anything written up about it, but I guess if nobody called the police, there would be no report to even put forward.
And I know that some 4-year-olds are pretty capable as far as getting dressed. You know, some have a hard time, but some of them do pretty good with it. But he was intelligent enough to put on warm clothes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because it could have, just in that short amount of time, it could have been disastrous.
Yep.
It's also bizarre that he would travel that far on his own. I don't feel like it. I'm not saying that they wouldn't, but I don't feel like most 4-year-olds would venture that far away.
No, that's what kind of sets it in that missing 411 run realm. Like, how did he get so, unless he made it. Like there is a lot of questions. Did this specific sect of woods butt up to this kid's house? Because I mean, once you get in there and get turned around, We know how that goes. We've all been there. Yeah. 6 miles is a long way.
It's a good walk, man.
For little legs to carry themselves, especially the way like Jim was describing it, with the ground like being marshland but partially frozen. So you figured it's going to be like walking through slop with it being wet.
Yeah, and the other oddity, which I would have been a great question there, is if it was slop, was the kid wet?
Yeah.
Or was he dry? The other oddity is that, and it could be from confusion, dehydration, emotional trauma, but the oddity of him asking Jim if you're my grandpa is another weird one.
Yeah. I wonder if,
like I said, there could be a lot of factors there as to why that happened, but it's still weird that he didn't recognize Jim as not his grandpa.
Yeah. The fact that the grandpa was unalarmed, like didn't give a shit, was like, is bad.
Yeah. Dude's a turd and should probably be punished for that in one way or another. And I'm sure that he will. I'm sure karma will clap back at him, but
hopefully do better, Gramps.
That's what I'm saying.
Do better. It brings up that weird, like moral conundrum we all kind of wait for us who spend time in the woods. If you hear a child crying or yelling for help, like, do you answer it? Because so much folklore and cryptid lore is surrounded by things mimicking humans.
Well, I know myself, and I would say 9 times out of 10, I'm going over there.
Yeah, me too. I think it's just,
I mean, just like, because I know you and me are rational. We may not sound rational most of the time, but I know that we are. And I know that neither one of us could live with ourselves walking away from that situation and then finding out 2 days later it was actually a kid.
Yeah.
That perished because of our cowardness.
That'd be terrible.
That's what I'm saying. We'd never forgive ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a lot of people would be in the same boat.
Absolutely. I know a lot of us like to sit and say, no, fuck that. We would never do that. And that's a lie. You would do it. You would face your fears in that situation. You know what? You probably wouldn't even be scared in that situation. You'd probably go head first into it. It's a child who doesn't have that soft spot for children.
Yep. Yeah, it was, I mean, like we stated, if Jim wouldn't have been out his hunting blind, that kid probably would not have survived the evening with it dropping.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed.
It being gross out, he probably would not have survived. But I definitely feel the parallels for the missing 411. How did he get so far? Is it out of the realm of possibility that he walked it? No, could have, but we don't really have a timeline to compare it to.
Right.
So
that's the big factor right there.
It's weird. Strange case with a positive ending. It still might suck for the kid. Great that he's alive and was found alive.
Yes.
Sucks that he's put back in the scenario that let him get in that situation anyway.
Right. Like I said, I hope his life turned around for him and he's way better off than he was, you know, being around people like that.
Yeah.
Because that just sucks, man. Nobody deserves that shit.
No, that's a rough go across the board. But Rich, hope you're still listening, buddy. If you did, we did throw out a couple questions there. We're curious as to what the timeline was with this kid missing, like what the geographical location is with the forest, because it almost sounds like the 300-acre plot may have been on its own. But if it butted up to woods surrounding, if the woods stretch all the way to this grandfather's property, that kind of aids to the possibility of this kid just hoofing it out there, which again, we said it's not impossible, but that's a pretty long trek for a little guy to hoof it.
And I'll be impressed if Rich responds.
Yeah. You do hear missing cases where children have gone inexplicably far.
Yes.
That one that was in the David Politis documentary. I can't remember the exact name, but the kid traveled miles and miles and miles and miles. And Survivor Man went to try to recreate it in the amount of time. And he said it's virtually impossible for a child to do it. So then your mind has to go elsewhere. Did someone take him out there? Did something take him out there? Did he teleport out there? You know, who knows? But excellent story, Rich. Thank you for sharing. Definitely makes your brain turn. I'm with Kyle. I hope the little dude's doing better. I hope his parents and his grandparents are doing better by keeping an eye on their children, because that could have ended exceptionally tragically.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. That'll do it for today. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Thursday. Hope everybody uses this as a platform to push themselves through the rest of the work week and get to that weekend. That being said, check us out on all our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. Search up the Hollow Sky Podcast and the cult will greet you. Until we meet again, stay safe, stay weird. And if you're bestowed the responsibility of watching children, watch the fucking children.